Hello.
Why couldn't you just tell me it was business, you shit?
I didn't know, but Tiffany's is saying it's such a rare piece that they won't do it in store. They want us to send it off somewhere.
Are you looking to sell
Sell
these?
it.
I
Yes.
have an estate person that's right in Virginia Beach, and well, she's Virginia Beach, New Orleans, New York City, and Indiana. I'm going to send her these right now, and everything is based on inspection, but for instance, there were one of my other jewelers in Arkansas picked up a $3,500 pair of drop sapphire with diamonds, and it was very high end. He thought they looked natural, but you can't really tell because of the striations and all the different lines and the sillimeter regardless. These pieces are stunning, and she was willing to pay him $120,000, anywhere from $80,000 to $120,000, depending on once it was certified to find out. So the man paid $3,500 at a pawn shop for a pair of earrings, ended
Shut
up
up.
getting, I'm not joking, he's
Yeah,
looking
this
for a
is like,
sugar mommy too, or a baby, sugar baby.
well, sorry. Well, Bella can be that. No, I'm kidding.
No, you fuck not. Who
No,
are
Bella's getting ready
you?
to leave. I know Bella's getting ready to leave for UT in January. She's
Her
graduating
UT?
early, med school.
She's going
Can
to
you go?
med school?
Yeah. Sure, well, she's entering into college early because she's graduating early with almost her associate's degree. So she's studying pre-med. So she'll only be at UT Knoxville for 2.5 years, and then she'll be at med school for 2 years for her PA in plastics. She wants to work on burn victims, like trauma.
Nice. Good for her.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. So I miss your face.
So Nevaeh is number one in her class.
So
Has
she's gonna do
already
good then.
gotten. Yeah, she's not graduating with associates though. Not that I'm trying to one up you here, but we have a full 2 year plus degree already established. She's been taking those college courses from Brockport for years. She's
See, our
been.
schools offer them for free. So, do your
Oh,
guys' school
we
do that?
do
The state of
not.
Tennessee. Yeah, it's wonderful.
$250 to take that damn test, and you know that comes out of whose pocket?
Well, they see in Tennessee they give all the kids. So, if they were to just like go for an associate's, they guarantee an associate's for free. So, Bella's been taking those college courses for free through their high school,
Yeah,
and
same with
it's called
Nevaeh, but the
Tennessee
test.
Promise. But you have to
Don't,
pay for it.
yeah, don't,
Right?
the test you have to pay for at the end. But it's just all AP courses are essentially something that can transfer over, but it might
Like
not
a dual
transfer to your
enrollment.
college. Yeah, like a dual enrollment. Exactly. Like a dual certification or dual enrollment. She had 12 schools on her list, and now we have still 12 schools on our list because she's been accepted to every single one.
Where's
She's
she gonna
going
go?
for, well, that's the hard part. Like, I feel like COVID ruined my kids, me, everybody. But she's not, she doesn't want to be that far away from home. But, so some of them come off the list because, like, Northeastern
Yes.
is, the first
It'll
year is in California in, like, a rated gun-torn territory. It's terrible.
Yeah, keep her the
So
hell
she
out of
won't do that.
there.
Yeah. Whoever does that is stupid. My Matt's sister, actually my sister-in-law, is does all the undergrad. So when Bella needs something to get into a different grad school, she does everything for Northwestern, and she does all of the undergrad back and forth, placements
Oh, that's
abroad and
neat.
everything else. So she's been helping me tremendously.
Tell Nevaeh to come to Tennessee.
She ain't coming to Tennessee. We got
Bella,
Boston,
come on.
UMass. No, there's no schools that she. I wish
Oh my
I would do
God,
it.
Vanderbilt is amazing.
I get it, but Nevaeh is very focused on, she essentially...
What's she want to do?
Criminology profiling from a lawyer standpoint and have a team of people that...
Oh, my God. Tell her I want to
like
come work.
Like a lawyer.
I just want to be a... Tell her I just want to be a part of, like, a forensic, like, murder
investigation. That's exactly what she's going to be doing every day of her life, but doesn't want to look at a splinter in my finger as we're driving. Like, that's the thing I'm nervous, but she's going for, like, her law. Like, essentially, she's the lawyer that stands up in court as, like, the witness and then has a team of people underneath her.
How did we get this murdered?
She's number one at Spencer Port, dude. I don't know.
How did that happen to us? How do we have kids? How are our kids those kids? I mean, they should be, like, bottom of their class, like clowns.
Trey has his 20-hour OSHA and HVAC and starting his own company. Also has a printing company called, I call it a marsupial. I go, you named your brand new business with your best friend who's going to fashion school. His best friend is. I know. So Trey is kind of like a silent partner to a marsupial named business.
How did this happen to us?
Because we strive to be the
best we were on the dark
at everything. We were the dark. Oh, my God. If you could just see her. No.
You just
don't need
a picture.
She doesn't go to the same. Listen, and Reese, too, and all of them. I just saw all of them at... Nevaeh's pictures, you mean you want to see?
Yeah, I want to see some pictures of her.
I'm sitting here going, you know what? Hold on. While I have this happening. So, I'm going to do this.
What are you doing?
I'm going to call Laura, who works for Hamilton North, whom will be the one that gets with you and gives you an offer on these pieces overall. I also have two huge stores in North Carolina that do estate pieces. I have people all over the place that would scoop this shit up for nothing. We have a company called MDJ Advantage, too, that would probably scoop all of these up. But Laura is my girl. I'm going to put her on speaker right now. And
so it's the same piece. But it's
send her the pictures.
It's the same piece, but it's pictures of...
Front and back.
Front and back, yeah. And, like, the whole necklace, and you know how that goes.
So you can... And where did you find this?
In the vault.
What vault? What do you mean?
At the bank.
It's been in your family for how long?
It's not in my family. Well, then
is it your boyfriend?
So I can't tell. I can't really. So I am very good friends. So her family. So it's not my piece between you and I. So, but I'm not. I can tell you. It's my friend.
Hold
Nikki.
On.
Her. And I'm unavailable here. I can be reached also at 804.
I'm going to send you her contact information too, by the way. I just want to leave her a message real quick, but I want to hear you too.
Okay.
Hey, Laura, it's Aubrey again. Just wondering, I'm going to send you over some contact information for my BFF who moved away and left me here in the cold to move to Nashville because she thought she could make it down there and apparently has, which she has. But that being said, she has a piece front and back. I've got some photos. I believe it's something that you would be very, very interested in. You let me know. I'm going to send that all over in the contact details. If you need anything else, please let me know. And I appreciate you so, so much. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. You ready for the story?
I'm ready for the story.
Okay, so my friend Nikki.
I've seen Bella. Bella is, like, disgustingly. See, and Nevaeh.
That's Alex in a picture with her.
Holy fuck not.
Yes,
holy shit.
So I told the photographer.
So beautiful.
I said they won't be with the same dates that they're going to prom with. So if you could, like, get some of them together and some of them by themselves and mm-hmm. just a couple with their dates, because they're not going to end up being with these same people in a year from now. So I made them take some pictures together. They weren't happy, but they put on the poker face.
See, and your daughter definitely shut up. I'm getting all these order ready. This. Your daughter definitely went down the path of least resistance, we'll say. And
what
states the obvious. My daughter is very much, like, this is her senior photo that they took for, you know, when you're a senior on the cheer squad. She's been the captain for 4 years. And the last...
My daughter refused the cheer, of course, because why would she? Fuck.
No, she's not...
that money.
That's your daughter. My daughter just went through the school because she was done with all the parents and their nonsense. I feel like we do this ever so often.
It's because the dark side left you.
Well, the dark side didn't leave.
Aubrey, she looks just like Kareem.
In that photo, yeah, she does look it a lot like. So you're talking about your and how Alex... it's so funny, they both wore the same color, but Nevaeh very much is, she likes big baggy sweatpants, she doesn't get dressed up, she's just the opposite of,
Bella,
yeah, great. But they are the same people.
Page. Well, yeah, we could put them in a room together and it'd be right, like it was probably right back to the good old days.
Oh,
the dark age.
I can't.
The dark age.
The dark ages that should come back. But the funny part about this is Trey is, I've never
seen. He's beautiful.
Is he ever beautiful? I just sent you her prom photos. They chose the same color dress. I'm not super happy about the slit up her leg. I'd never seen her in a dress like that, so it was very off-kilter for me. But look at that picture of my two, and then all of the other photos, that's Kareem and his girlfriend, myself and Matt. But do you see the photo of him and her and that face that she has?
Oh, my God.
If you scroll in on that face from the George Eastman house, because he was like, all right, you want me to take some photos? I'm here. Let's do this. They're best friends. And it's amazing to see. Oh, did you not see all of his prom photos? He could model. But don't tell him that. Are you 100%?
Oh, he could definitely. But they're close, like Bella and Alex are.
Oh, they're best friends. They hang out.
That's
every
how Bella and Alex are.
Single. She gets home, and if he's not home yet, it's a problem. You know, like,
oh my God.
She's asking about him all the time. I mean, it's nice that they have this nuance and this, you know. He went to because Matt actually got tied up. He went to my
so you're still
party.
Married, same guy. Same guy.
He never got married. No.
Help me out here.
Matt and I are not married. No.
You're not doing it again?
Never.
But wait, in that one picture, Nevaeh kind of looks like you there.
Oh, she
in the prom
still looks
picture.
Like me. I'm not going to.
But she definitely resembles in that one picture the ice cream man.
The ice cream man. I have
you
never
that?
Heard that. Yes.
I will never forget the
epic.
Ice cream man.
That's epic, actually.
Who fucking said that? Because he said my name's Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
Was it my niece or nephew?
No, we were at the one up, and we stayed in the pool.
In Pennsylvania?
The pool air. No, we were at Seneca.
Who called him the ice cream man, though? Because they thought you said, because he said cream, and they were like, oh, and he said ice cream man? Who was it?
It was Alex, I think, that did it. Come on.
It could have very well been him.
It had to have been Alex.
So this is like what a dick Alex can be, though. So, like, you know, Alex's girlfriend graduates this year, so she's a year older than Alex because he's a junior. And so I said, hey, I said, because we love to stir the pot in my household. I said, Alex, if your girlfriend, I know your girlfriend didn't want to tell you. I said, but I'm going to go ahead and break it to you. I said, she applied to UT Knoxville, and they've accepted her, and your sister and her are going to be roommates, but she doesn't want to tell you. And he goes, she ain't rooming with that fucking whore. Yep.
And that would be his own
Bella.
Sister.
Yeah. Because Bella will be having boys in there all the fucking time, and she is not rooming with her.
OMG.
You're a little fucker. And then the other day he told me, you're going to love this. Because he's responsible, like super responsible and super like money, like tight with his money. And Bella gonna go and she's gonna buy the best of the best. And Alex is gonna like, he hates to see his account to go down at all. So he goes, listen to this shit. So he was in the store the other day and he pulled my numbers off of my sales report.
Uh-huh.
And he was pulling them up wrong.
Uh-oh.
And so he was seeing, like, he saw a number, and he thought that's all I had made the whole year, okay? And he goes, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I was like, what the fuck? He goes, you think that's funny that you're the main income in this household and that's all the money that you have made? He goes, you need to go out and you need to find yourself a different job. You should be ashamed of yourself. And I just looked at him. I could not stop laughing.
Oh, my God. How freaking funny.
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck are you? I said, you know what? You should be fucking ashamed of yourself, motherfucker.
Oh,
I said,
God.
That's 1 month, you fucker. And I said, and just so you know, I'm not the main fucking breadwinner. He goes, well, you're the only source of income. I said, you stupid fuck. You stupid fuck. If you really believe that, you're fucking dumb.
Do you still have your business?
Yeah. So, like, so I'm probably going to sell in October because my husband sold all of our commercial.
Oh, are you husband? It is a husband now. Correct?
Oh, my God. It's been a husband for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, I wasn't unaware. I did not know.
Yeah, so he sold, 2 years ago, he sold all of our strip plazas. So we sold 22 of our buildings in Alabama because right before the economy got bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's
and
very
he
smart.
Retired. He retired, so he wants me to retire.
I don't disagree. Honestly,
but
no, on.
But honestly, Aubrey, I like having my own money. You know, you're like me. You like your independence.
I do, like, but I've changed a lot, and that's one thing you have. We could sit and talk about it another time on a non-recorded phone line. But
yeah, let's do that a different time. Yep, let's do that. When are you available to talk on a non-recorded phone line?
I'm gonna go to lunch at 3 or sometime right around that time frame. But it'll take much longer, I think, than just that, because I'm dealing with some health concerns and issues right now that I'm taking care of and such. And
no, I mean, I just need to come up and see you. I feel like, I feel like I need to fly in for a weekend when, like, Brent leaves for a trip, a golf trip. And
yeah.
I feel like I need to fly up and we need to fucking go get drunk.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean...
Or smoke lots of cigarettes and have a glass of wine and ketchup.
I mean, we could, if we're going to do that, it has to be done before Trey's birthday because I have promised to quit. You know that I had the whole COVID heart situation and was in the hospital getting blood transfusions,
no,
blah, blah, blah.
No.
Yeah, in the beginning of 2020, that all happened to me.
You did not tell me any of that.
Yes, that's yes, I have. I know
no,
I have.
No, you did not.
Oh.
I swear to God, you didn't. I swear to God on my life, you did not. We need to catch up. When can you talk?
Well, find your work phone, that 931 number, and I can talk to you whenever. But that being said... I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't like talking about it, and there's a lot that I haven't even shared with, like, my own family, because I don't like people to worry about me is my problem. I have a bone density issue, and I have just been diagnosed with lymphedema CVI, so I get to wear these glorious Mormon underwear. By the end of the day, my legs from my lymph node hips down are four uh-huh. times the size of what they normally are.
So
I have
what?
Huh?
Your pussy swells?
Oh, yeah. I haven't had sex in forever, though, so I wouldn't
So basically
know.
Your pussy swells up.
A lot.
So you've got a big, fat pussy.
I mean, I always did.
You got really, really... Okay, but Bella says big, fat pussies are the thing to have, and, like, camel toe is, like, a big camel toe is, like, hot.
It is, kind of, I guess. Maybe.
So you're winning. I mean, like, you are winning.
Except for my legs feel like they are so swollen, and my skin is, like, they're bigger than when I was a big girl, sister.
So you have, oh, my God, I know somebody who...
And
that
it's that protein enriched. It's almost, it's not water retention.
Are you
like,
saying you don't have any cerebral vascular disorder?
I don't. Cerebral vascular, that CVI is what I do have. Yeah, and I have this new machine
I have a friend that has it.
Yeah,
I have a friend that has it, and she's a doctor, actually.
Does she have the tactile machine, too, that I just had to have a demonstration on, and it cost them so much money, but it's got to be worth it at this point, because if it's not, then I'm screwed.
I need to ask her. Let me ask her that. Send me that in a text, and let me ask her, because it was really weird, and I felt bad, because we were in Biloxi, a bunch of us, probably a month ago for a week, and she's really thin. But her legs are really swollen. And
yep.
I was like, oh, my God, you're retaining water like everybody else from us drinking so much. I'm like, my God,
mm-hmm.
your legs. And she goes, she said something. And I'm like, oh, Brittany, you fucking idiot. And she's like, I got cerebellar vascular. You know
mm-hmm.
my mom's dying, right?
I did not know that, no.
My dad's wife died last year, unexpectedly at 51. Oh, we have so much to catch up on. My mom
diagnosed
with cerebral amyloid angiopathy. And it's very unheard of, and it's rare. And
mm-hmm.
they didn't know enough about it. So December 14th, 2022 was her 60th birthday. And
mm-hmm.
she had a stroke and a hemoglobic brain bleed. And I had to fly into Detroit. And I made it there. She was coming out of surgery in Toledo, Ohio. Mm-hmm. She had a 12% chance of making it. Well, she survived, but she went through alcohol withdrawal. I had to hold her down. She had to, I was flying back and forth.
Is that what was happening with her, alcohol withdrawal?
No, but she went through that on top of it.
They said, oh, God.
So on top
kidding.
Of having her.
In the hospital?
I'm going to send you pictures. You're going to die. I was down to 99 pounds. Because I was having to go back and forth and take care of her because she was in PTOT and sleep therapy inpatient. And,
happening to people, too, yeah.
So then, on top of it, in March, Bella and I were prom dress shopping. So then, here comes March. I'm finally getting a little better. Things are calming down. She's able to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I fell down her steps, and I broke my neck, my arm.
What
the truck? Shape up in my head. Oh, it gets better. So then in May, I'm going to surprise my mom and getting her a makeover for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
3 days before I was due to leave, she had another stroke. And so I fly there to Ohio State, and they diagnosed her with that, cerebral amyloid angiopathy. And they don't know enough about it because it normally happens in people in 80 and above. And so we had the choice of sending her to Boston and having her be part of a trial, but they would have told her she had a year to live. So we refused to tell her because she said her savior saved her, but she passed her death date. Like, she didn't know she was supposed to die this May. Be dead by this May. So she
didn't
passed
share that
day.
With her, yeah.
No.
Smart.
Nope. And she,
so smart.
Her mind gets worse every day. So basically she's developing dementia. She thought Bella was married to my husband.
Holy fudge nuts.
But some days it's good, some days it's bad, if that makes sense.
It does.
So she'll keep having TIAs, which are mini strokes, until she has a massive one and it kills her, or we have to take care of her forever. I had all
I
that
don't
heart
think that's going to be me.
No.
That's not what I have going on.
No, that's not what you have. Hers is in her head. Hers is vascular in the head. No, hers is cerebral vascular. It's in the brain. So basically, she's got white plaque buildup all over her vessels in her brain, and her vessels are like mush. So
yeah.
It's going to keep getting worse. So then I had all that hardware put in my arm,
and
I had lost so much weight from the stress of all of it. My pins came through my arm, and I had to go in and have emergency surgery and have everything taken out. And then November, so this is all 2023. Well, then November 4th, my dad calls me, and he's screaming. Well, he calls me, and I hang up on him because we play this joke all the time on each other,
mm-hmm.
and we just sit around. And so then he kept calling me, and I'm like, that fucker. And I had a store full of customers. Well, then he's screaming. And he's like, she's fucking dead, boo. Monica's fucking dead. I tried to resuscitate her, and I couldn't do it, and blah, blah, blah. They lifelighted her the same place my mom was, almost a year to the date. And the neurosurgeon was the same, and he said, he called me in the hallway, and he said, listen, he said, I know what you girls have been through. And he said, I just missed my family vacation, and I missed my flight out with my family because I thought that I could at least get her down to surgery to see what was going on. He said that she's not going to make it. And so then I said, I need you to be
very
honest
sorry.
With my dad. Oh, my God, you can't make it up, Aubrey. So, like, I told Brent last night, I finally went shopping yesterday for at Christmas because normally I have, like, 80 gifts under the tree. But I told Brent, I said, Brent, like, my anxiety is killing me. I said, because I feel like last year you told me it'd be a great Christmas and we weren't going to have any problems and everybody was healthy, and then my stepmom dies. And then I'm trying to take care of my fucking dad who's threatening to kill himself. So I'm having to be in Ohio to take care of my mom and my dad and pulled in all these different directions. And I said, I feel like something's going to happen this year. Like, because it's every year at the same time.
I'm sorry. Well, hopefully you'll get lots of money from this overall estate piece, and I'll send you to the right people, you'll be able to. But
it's not even about the money. It's just it's going to sit there and go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like I told my children the other day. I said, you know, you guys are each, like, our estate is lined out, you know, but, like, you can't take money with you. You can't, you know, right now people need to buy land. You need to buy land, and you need to invest in land right now. Because land, if there's only so much of it, and it's going to go up in value, and it's going to keep going up. I said,
absolutely.
So you fuckers, sell the shit that we don't need if we die, and buy more land. What?
I'll leave you with that, because I do have to run into, I mean, I have a 2:30.
All right, I'm
going to
send you some fucking more pictures.
Yeah, send me whatever. Yes, and Laura is her name. I will send you her contact information and you hers so that the two of you can connect. Because I take myself right out of it. I don't make any money one way or the other.
Well,
you've got
to make some money.
No. No,
Benny, really
totally
quick, I'm
going to
send you one more picture, and you're going to laugh because you're going to know it's completely the dark side. When my stepmom came out, she didn't look like she had any tits because of the way that
oh, my God.
So
goodbye.
Bad.
I got to go.
I stepped her bra with my socks.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.